In a city where more than 1,200 people died of opioid overdoses last year, the Public Health Department has a clear message to the people of Philadelphia. Carry naloxone. Billboards in SEPTA stations and along the highway read, "Saving a life can be this easy." And at free trainings, the Public Health Department makes it seem simple.
We really say that naloxone is as harmless as water. You know, we really encourage you to give it even if you don't know what the person took.
WHYY's Nina Feldman covers the opioid epidemic and had a recent experience which made her question if it's more complicated than that.
It was one of those really hot afternoons this past July, and I was in McPherson Park in Kensington. I was there to interview Jasmine Johnson for a video project. Jasmine's in recovery now, but she lived on the streets of Kensington for 6 years. We were there with a small camera crew, too, and we all gathered in the shade near the library at the center of the park while the crew set up their video gear. McPherson used to be known as Needle Park. The city's cleaned it up, increased police presence, and pushed people to use its official name. When we got there, a group of preschool kids was playing on a slip and slide on a nearby hill. But it's still a popular spot for people to use drugs. As we were setting up the cameras, we saw a couple sit down maybe 100 feet away and take out some syringes. We watched them inject, him in his arm, her in her neck. They leaned back and relaxed, and we went on with our interview. But after a while, the woman really wasn't looking so good. She was resting on the man, kind of splayed out on top of him, neck back, mouth open, skin pale. He was checking her pulse and making sure she was still breathing. Jasmine went over to see if the woman needed naloxone, also known by its brand name, Narcan. But the man angrily refused it.
No.
Yo.
Jasmine hit the woman lightly to see if she would wake up. She didn't, but still the man insisted she was fine.
Yo, she's breathing.
Okay.
Jasmine came back over to where we were filming.
Yeah. He says she's fine. She's just really high. She's fine.
She's breathing?
Yep. She's breathing. She's just really high. And they're not just going to let you do it because she's like, she's going to be so mad.
To understand why someone who uses drugs might not want Narcan during a suspected overdose, it's important to understand how Narcan works. When someone's given Narcan, usually through a nasal spray, it bumps the heroin or other opiates off the opioid receptors in the brain. That blocks the effects of the drugs, both the euphoria of a high and the slowed breathing that cuts off oxygen to the brain. That's why Narcan saves lives. But in that process, it can also send someone into instant withdrawal. Many people say withdrawal is like having the worst flu of your life. Cold sweats, shakes, vomiting. A lot of people's addictions are purely fueled by avoiding this feeling. So the man didn't want anyone to give the woman Narcan for her sake, so she didn't suffer withdrawal. And for his own, so she wouldn't be mad at him. While I knew all of this in theory, it just hadn't really registered to me until now that someone would risk death to avoid withdrawal. As we wrapped up the interview, the woman still looked pale and unconscious. I didn't know what to do, and Jasmine could tell.
I know. I can see it all over your face. I know.
I just, like, don't feel right leaving.
I know. And that's all you can do is ask and keep moving.
But was that really all we could do? I just couldn't shake the feeling that the woman might have been overdosing while we just stood there watching.
So, how do you know when to do something?
That's Allison Herons. She's the harm reduction coordinator at Philadelphia's Public Health Department. She's leading a training about naloxone.
This can be really hard in a city. There are lots of different kinds of emergencies that happen on the street in any given moment. It can be hard to discern whether or not it's actually an emergency or not.
Heron stressed in the training that it's really important to make sure someone's actually overdosing before giving naloxone.
You know, you see the person who is nodding out, but they'll come back to consciousness, right? But the big thing to keep in mind with that person is, are they breathing? How does their color look? So they'll start to get pale, gray, depending on the complexion, blue.
She says sending someone into withdrawal is a real concern, because if they wake up with those flu symptoms, they're going to try to get rid of them the fastest, cheapest way they can.
And if they wake up in full-blown withdrawal, they are not going to the hospital. They just are not. They are going to go run as fast as they can to try to use again. And I know because I've seen it happen.
Heron says that's why the first thing you should do is call 911. Jeremiah Laster is a deputy chief at the Philadelphia Fire Department, whose EMS workers gave out Narcan more than 5,000 times last year. Because it is common for people to be upset when they come to, Laster says there are some situations where it is probably better for a civilian to just stand back and wait for professionals to get there.
Certainly, if you had somebody that's, 6'4" and was like 300 pounds, you want to be very, very careful how you wake that person up. You have to be prepared to protect yourself.
Ultimately, that's what we did. I called 911, and another woman nearby told the woman who was passed out that the police were on their way and that they had Narcan. As soon as she heard that, the woman bolted straight upright. She and the man got up and left, but not without getting pretty angry at the woman who'd told them the police were coming. There was a little pushing and shoving, and then all three were gone. Herons, who estimates she's given Narcan about 7 or 8 times, says at the end of the day, someone being irritated is a small price to pay.
You know, I always just try to remember that in this moment I am saving this person's life. They don't have to like me. You know, it kind of is what it is.
Nina Feldman, WHYY News.
Pennsylvania's 7 public television stations have joined forces to bring awareness to opioid addiction. You can learn more at battlingopioids.org. And you can also watch more stories and participate in a live call-in program Thursday night from 8 to 9:30 on WHYY TV.